Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. I just want you to understand, every once in a while, the timing of our guest list works out perfectly,
yes.
And it does right here, because some people, Al, may doubt my football knowledge.
Yes.
No one would doubt the knowledge of Ike Reese.
No.
He happened to play at an extremely high level for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
And here, before I bring him on, I want him to hear the results of this poll, so we could take the majority of these people and bring them to the woodshed and kick their ass. All right? Go ahead. And again, Dan Wilson, Al, is the only one of us who agrees with the way the votes go. Go ahead, Dan.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet is your Easy Credit headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com. Click on the Easy Credit button. It's easy at Armin Chevrolet. Why did the Eagles demolish the Falcons on Sunday? 58% say because Atlanta stinks.
And not because the Eagles are good. On the line is a former Eagle and a football authority, the great Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
Good morning, Angelo. Morning, team. How's everybody doing?
Ike, I need your help. I'm not doing well at all. Do you understand? Because you know football. You watched the game Sunday. Did the Eagles win 32-6 just because the Falcons stink?
No, not solely because the Falcons stink. Now, let's be honest. The Falcons aren't very good. I didn't think they would be very good, but I didn't know they would be as inept as we saw Sunday. And I'm not so sure how much that was just due to Arthur Smith and some of his coaching decisions out there. I was just surprised at what they did. But to your point, Angelo, I come away from that game saying the Eagles are a little better than I thought they were. Having not seen much of them in the preseason, and that was the first opportunity that we were going to get a chance to see Nick Sirianni coach and see how this offense was going to look, I came away with more of the feeling of being impressed with the Eagles and it had less to do with Atlanta and how inept they were as a team. No, that was solely an Eagles victory. Now, the margin of victory may have something to do with how bad Atlanta was, but clearly the Eagles were the better team. It wasn't even close. The Eagles were the better team.
Al, did you think that helped that much?
Well,
it was not as strong. Ike, here's the thing. Let's just talk about what we saw from the Eagles that we liked, all right?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, all right? Give me your assessment of the way he conducted, the way he put in Nick Sirianni's plan and really did a great job with it. Talk about that first.
Impressed. I don't know how you can't be impressed with what you saw from Jalen Hurts Sunday afternoon. And I'll say this, while there weren't a ton of difficult throws, that's credit to Nick Sirianni as a head coach in the game plan that they put together. They wanted to get him some nice, quick, easy throws, get him into a rhythm, get the ball on the outside, put the ball in the playmaker's hands, and let them go out and make plays. And if that's what this offense is going to be, then I got no problem with that. I think Jalen Hurts has exceeded my expectations to this point. You know, he's still early in his career. I must say that I'm thoroughly impressed with what I've seen of him as a player. Now the real key is going to be, can you sustain it? And after the league has had a few weeks to watch you and see what you're not good at doing and try to force you into doing that, then what's your sort of counter to that? But I don't know how you can't come away from that game being impressed with what Jalen Hurts was able to do. And not just from a physical standpoint. I'm talking about from a mental standpoint.
Yes, yes.
Like they don't have the veteran presence, other than Zach Ertz, right? Other than Zach, and he got banged up in the game early. So what I mean by that is they got a lot of young players out there that had to play in some crucial moments in that game when you look at the skill positions. And Jalen's the leader of those guys. And talking to Miles Sanders last night, he mentioned several times that Jalen's calming presence and his ability to know when to press the buttons with his players to push them and when to pat them on the back has been a tremendous help to these young players who they're all going through this for the first time and growing at the same time. They don't necessarily have any veteran to lean on in those circumstances. So they got to kind of lean on each other. And the draw before the half, to me, was the turning point of the game.
Absolutely.
I mean, that two-minute drill, and that was all Jalen Hurts in that two-minute drill. That was all him. He ran. He threw it when he needed to throw the ball, and then the touchdown to Dallas Goedert. I mean, that's the extra sauce that he provides that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks can't provide for you in today's game. And that was strictly off his athletic ability to keep that play alive and then throw that ball to Dallas Goedert from an arm slot that a lot of quarterbacks can't throw the ball from. And he was pretty good Sunday, man. I mean, you got to give him his credit. He was good.
Mentioned two quarterbacks who would not be able to perform at that level. I would include one being Mr. Carson Wentz. Because I'm going to tell you something, Mike. You can argue with me all you want. That decision-making that I saw Sunday was superior to anything I saw from Wentz all last year in the moment. Yeah. And here's what I mean, you've always been a big Wentz guy. Are you backing off that now based on the train wreck that is already starting in Indianapolis with the vaccine problems and the foot injury and the bad start? You starting to realize that he sucks?
No. No, and they're going to win that division.
Come on, Ike.
No shame in losing to Seattle. That's a good football team. So they're still going to win that division. That division is not very good. But, Angelo, don't distract away from your joy with the Eagles.
All right.
No, Ike, they're tied together. You have to understand, Angelo and I were in communication on Sunday afternoon. As much as we enjoyed the Eagles, we were overjoyed with Carson Wentz getting his ass kicked.
No, but in this case, Ike is right, because I want to talk about defense, which Mr. Ike Reese knows more about than anybody at this station, because he was a defensive player at a damn firewood for the Eagles. How different was the defensive philosophy that you saw Sunday under Jonathan Gannon?
You know what, Angelo? Atlanta's offensive line was so bad, I don't think he had to open up his bag of tricks. Like, I didn't see a lot of blitzing from the Eagles Sunday. They were able to get pressure with that front four. And what I also noticed is that in the secondary, we didn't get the ball thrown over our head, having Steven Nelson back there with Anthony Harris. Mm. I mean, you got smart football players with Darius Slay. So I thought Jonathan Gannon called a great football game. And in the second half, he really had the luxury of really – putting more guys in coverage and then just letting his defensive line get after that offensive line. It's going to be interesting to see what he does this week versus Kyle Shanahan. I was disappointed. Arthur Smith didn't impress me Sunday with his offensive play calling. But Kyle Shanahan is a little bit better of an offensive play caller. So I'll be excited to see what Jonathan Gannon has in store going up against that offense to see how he can attack Kyle Shanahan. But I don't even think, Angelo, he had to go deep into the playbook Sunday. Like, I didn't see a lot of dynamic schemes and exotic schemes. I think he was able to hold some of that stuff back because the defensive line just did such a great job that Atlanta became one-dimensional in the second half. And as soon as the ball was hiked, Matt Ryan was really looking for somewhere to get down. He had no interest in throwing the ball.
If you could, just for the rest of this conversation, could you drop the Atlanta Stakes theme? Because it's killing my whole argument here. I want to ask you about it.
It's still a good win. It doesn't
matter. No, but then stop telling me how bad Atlanta is. Hey, now, listen, Rhea and I were frustrated by one Eagle. We have really not bitched much at all the first 2 days here. But Ike, Eric Wilson, linebacker Eric Wilson.
Yeah.
Does he not know how to tackle?
Well, here's the hidden truth about Eric Wilson. He missed a lot of tackles last year in Minnesota, right? I mean, he is around the football a lot. He gets fumble recoveries, interceptions, things of that nature. But he has a propensity to play what I call top heavy. And what I mean by that is that he sees a ball carrier, and he's trying to make that tackle without coming under control at the point of attack. And so he'll overrun a lot of plays. He'll get, you know, shook out of his jock strap, which we saw once or twice Sunday. Oh. Yeah. And it's solely because he's not coming to make this tackle under control. He's a little bit out of control. So he certainly has to clear that up. And I think we all noticed that was part of the issue in the first half. running the football was that it was really missed tackles there. There were guys there to make the play. They just weren't making the play, and he certainly was one of the main culprits.
No, that's the kind of thing that drives us. You got a sack, or you got a lost yardage, and then the guy whiffs. And you go, and then you're telling me, like, this is part of his nature. And I go, well, at some point, after you whiff like five times, you say to yourself, maybe I have to be more under control when I'm going after the guy? I mean, that didn't occur to him?
Well, you know what, Angelo? Sometimes we as linebackers, we're thick-headed. Like, you can't get – it's hard to get a cerebral player with a maniac, right? So, sometimes you just got to take the good with the bad. And I think he's going to make more positive plays, playing aggressive, playing that fast. But I'm with you. They got to coach him to be able to come under control and be able to make the tackle as opposed to whiffing on tackles, because that leads to big runs. And when you come up against some better running backs, per se, that can actually hurt you.
All right, one last thing, because there's a lot of talk already on a Tuesday from the coach, from Brendan Graham, about how great it's going to be to play in front of our fans on Sunday. But there were a lot of fans in Atlanta, Ike. When you played, were there tons, thousands of Eagle fans at road games? Was it like that then? It was. Yes. And did it help? Did it really help the team?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No, without any question. I mean, listen, I want to say this is not taking anything away from our Eagle fans that's traveled and follow the team for many, many years. But I want to say it started with the Andy Reid era, where we were going into other team stadiums and basically taking over as fans. I believe it started in that era. Certainly wasn't happening with Ray Rhodes when I was here in my first year. So, man, it is one of the great pleasures of playing for this city and that team, is that our fans will travel. And not only will they travel, when they go to the other cities, they're going to make sure they are heard.
Yes.
Oh, I got to play this for you. Do you know Lil Bow Wow?
Yes.
All right, Lil Bow Wow. You got a picture. This is viral. You guys should be playing it on the afternoon show today, too, right?
Yeah.
Lil Bow Wow.
Bow Wow now, Angelo. It was Lil Bow Wow when he was like eight. It's just Bow Wow now.
Oh, all right, sorry.
We finally got that answer.
He looked rather full now, yeah, so I guess he's just Bow Wow. Yeah. But anyway, so he's in the back of a limo. He went to the Falcons game. He's a huge Falcons fan. You got to hear this, Ike. And now he's there, and he's very upset. Not only that the Falcons lost, but that our fans took over. Listen to that.
Just every year, the Falcons is just like, it's just, we ain't been right since the Super Bowl. And it's just like, all the Philly fans in there going crazy. They waving their hands like this. They doing some Eagle Fly, like, chant that they do in Lincoln Financial. And they bring all that energy, all that Philly energy, to they bring that down to Atlanta. And then, yo, Big Ticker, what are you doing, bro? Like, then you going to play Meek Mill after the Eagles score? Like, we in Philly, bro. We in Atlanta. Come on, why? What is you doing? You amping them up. It was so much green in these men's stadium that it made no sense.
See, that makes me happy when the fans of the other team are upset. Is that good? That's good. What we got in their head pretty good, right, Ike?
That is classic right there. That is classic. First of all, showing up to the game in a limo, that's a bad fan right there. I mean, that's first of all.
That's right. You didn't even think of that.
Yeah, who the hell goes to the game in a limo? Yeah, man, that's being a bad fan right there. So secondly, I mean, it's what Eagles fans do, man. And believe me, the players, we notice it. We appreciate it. And, Angelo, here's the thing. It starts from the time the players arrive at the hotel. That lobby is filled with Eagles fans. So that's how you know that we travel well, because it's not just on game day that they show up to the stadium. They find wherever the team is staying, and the lobby and the entrance area is packed. It's almost like you're getting treated like you're the president when you arrive at the hotel, because the Eagles fans are so great, and they give you this hero's welcome wherever you go, man. I tell you, I don't care if Steelers Nation, Packer Nation, Raider Nation, I don't care whatever nation. I'll put the Eagles fans up against any of them. And when it's time to go on the road, our fans, we intimidate home teams when we come to their cities. That's a beautiful thing.
Ike Reese, he will be back on at 2 today. Do not miss him and John Marks. Ike, always an honor, my friend. Thank you, pal.
My pleasure. Go Birds.